Now, welcome to the call of the head coach of the New Hampshire Wildcats, Sean McDonald. Good morning, Coach McDonald.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Certainly a difficult one for you guys Saturday night, a tough 22-21 loss at Dartmouth as you've gone back and looked at that game. Just give me your analysis of what happened.
You know, up and down game for us in a lot of ways. Got into the fourth quarter leading 21-7 and with the ball on the 20-yard line, 22-yard line going in. And penalty dropped us back, and then we threw an interception, and they returned an interception back to our half of the field, and they take it down and score, you know, and you could feel a little bit of the momentum swing at that point. From that point on, we didn't finish the game the way you have to finish games on the road, by playing good, solid defense, keeping the ball in front of you and things like that, and then moving the ball and getting some first downs on the offense and executing. I thought we did some things good early in the game on the defensive side of the ball. Offensively, we never got on track, got going. They did a good job of stopping our run game. Dalton didn't have a great game. He got the ball kicked out a couple of times. They recovered one of them. I thought Trevor Knight did a nice job for us running the football and throwing it. There were a couple reads that he missed, and so we gave Reese a chance to go in, and Adam went in and did a good job. It just was a really awkward game, and then at the end I was disappointed that we couldn't finish on the road and have an opportunity to be 2-1, 1-0 on Saturday night.
You touched on the fumble, and had a couple other turnovers that really seemed to be swing the momentum quite a bit. Anything as you've gone back and look at those that can be done differently along those lines, and how big were those turnovers?
Well, we had a turnover early in the game, and we stopped them on a sudden change and did a nice job. You know, the interception turnover that was late in the game was the one that hurt us the most. The first turnover was a flub punt. They went in and scored on that one, but we recovered from that. You know, and then the other thing is that we created, you know, three turnovers. So, you know, that part of the game, disappointed that you turn over. You don't turn over, you're probably going to win. We scored on defense. You know, we did some things that could help. But the biggest thing was that we couldn't get off the field in the fourth quarter on the last two drives. That really hurt us.
We're here with New Hampshire head coach Sean McDonald. If you have a question for Coach McDonald this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. One of those interception returns, as you mentioned, that you guys got for a TD, Jared Kuhl. Talk about his play in the game overall and how big that play was for him.
Well, Jared made a hell of a play. We were in free coverage, eyes on the quarterback. He just watched it, ran, made a tremendous one-hand grab, and very athletic move, got to the outside and outran everybody. He played well when he was in there. You know, he plays in some situation defense for us and does some other things. He's having a good season as a redshirt sophomore. It was a very, very good play that we had, you know, talk all the time about where your eyes, and Jared's eyes were in the right place, got to the ball and did the right thing.
On the offensive side of the ball, certainly got a big game from your wide receiver Malik Love, 13 catches, 108 yards, career highs for him in both categories. Talk about his game on Saturday.
You know, Malik's a very good receiver. We're starting to figure out how he's fitting in the offense. Redshirt freshman for us. We were fortunate last year we didn't have to play him. He's a good run catch guy. We found a couple different ways to get him the ball, you know, with run-pass options and a couple of other routes. I thought in the game, as an offensive football player, he was our best offensive football player on Saturday night.
You guys now done with the non-conference part of the schedule. As you kind of look back on these three games, what have you learned about your team after 3 weeks that maybe you didn't know coming into the season, and what are some areas that you feel like you got to shore up before you start league play?
Well, we got to shore up our offensive productivity. We got to do a better job with the ball in our hands. We got to hang on to it a little bit better. Got to get away from stupid, simple penalties that are hurting us to get us along. If we can do that, when we do that, we move the ball pretty efficiently. Defensively, you know, I think we're better at stopping the run right now. I think we've felt better as a staff and as a program that we've gotten a little more physical and pertaining to standing the run, regular run stuff. We got to do a better job of containing quarterback scrambles, quarterback runs. But the big thing for us guys is, you got to understand, you know, got a lot of young guys playing right now, which is great because I think they're good football players. There's going to be some growing pains. We just got to make sure that these growing pains can get corrected every week so that we move on and get better as a team.
As I was going to touch on, when you go through what you went through on Saturday with the two TDs in the final 5 minutes with such a young guy, how do you go back to them today to try to try to learn from those type of things, or is it, like you said, just part of the growing pains of a young team, and it's just something you have to go through?
It's something you got to teach from, and that's what they want to call them, teachable moments, or whatever you want to do, Rob, but this is important. You know, how do you develop? How do you learn and change from game to game, practice to practice, week to week? And we got to go back and have everybody understand where they are in rush lanes, where they are in coverage, how they got to play the corner. You know, just simple things that, you know, take time sometimes, you know. And even our older guys, it's just young guys, you know. Some of our older guys made some big mistakes late in the game. And not big, big mistakes, but just didn't react to the situation in a 2 minute, 5 minute drive at the end of the game that hurt us.
As I mentioned at the top, you guys start conference play now, go on the road against Rhode Island. As you start to look at Rhode Island, what jumps out about them?
Well, the physicality of their offensive line. You know, I've been mainly watching their offensive tape right now, and I think they've done a real good job down here of getting some very good kids, some very physical kids that can move and move people. I like Reyes Johnson. I like Dwayne Scott. You know, I think a lot of David Stemmitz, they do. They got a really good tight end, Charlie McKinnon. He's a kid who is a physical kid that can go. Now, I know Cooper hasn't played much for him. He's had a high ankle sprain. But T.J. Anderson is a 6'6", 220-pound load, and he's done a good job for him. You know, I'm not sure what they're going to do at quarterback, but that the one thing that you notice jumps out is Wesley McCoy is very, very athletic, and he can move, and we played against him last year and did a nice job. Defensively, they're in a similar situation with us. You know, they got to get to be able to stop the run and do some things, and you got some young guys playing. They're a team that's, I think, very similar to UNH right now, where they're at, trying to figure out how they're going to go along and improve during the season. It's going to be interesting and very good game, I think, down in Rhode Island this weekend against two teams very similarly matched.
You talked about their offense, and they played three quarterbacks in that game against Harvard, and I think all bring a little bit different skill set. How challenging does that make it for your defensive guys playing against a guy like McCoy who can run, and maybe some of the other guys who can throw it a little better?
Well, it's tough, you know, just because you got to be able to gear up and tell them, you know, what's going to be coming, some of the play calling that they have. And then the other thing is quarterback run, either out of scrambles or quarterback draws and things like that. So you got to prepare for both. And, you know, you watch Martz, he's got a good arm, he puts it on people. You know, this thing won't change much of our defense, but your guys got to be alert to who's in there and how they're playing the game.
As you start to conference play now, what's the message to your team? Kind of put the non-conference behind it. Obviously, the conference schedule is, and winning a conference championship is always near the top of the list, the goals. What's the message to the team as you begin week one?
Well, the message to the team is better start figuring out what it's like to be on 1-0 on Saturday night, and that's the hugest thing. Don't think about playoffs. Don't think about championships. Don't think about that. We've got to take care of business on Saturday and Saturday night. And it's huge that they understand in this league and at this level how important it is to win on the road. It's huge for them to understand how important it is to secure the football and tackle all those things. But it is just taking one game at a time, one practice at a time. It's a huge part of the information that we're sending to the players right now.
All right, Coach Mack, thanks as always for your time today. And I look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, take care.
All right, take care.